الحمد لله الواحد المنعم والصلاة والسلام على محمد سيد الأنام وعلى آله وصحبه الكرام وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما دام يجري هذا النظام أما بعد. Respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our sustainer, our nourisher, the only entity entitled to worship. Thereafter, salutations be upon our blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his household, upon his spouses, upon his companions, and upon every believer to come till the Day of Judgment. My brothers and sisters, one of the profound qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, as Imam Tirmidhi mentions in his book, وَكَانَ يَقْبَلُ عُذْرَ الْمُعْتَذِرِ. He would accept the apology of those who apologized. And this could be known from many accounts in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For a young student who studies the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they can find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neither proud nor arrogant. Rather, he displayed compassion in the highest of its meanings, in the highest meanings of compassion. And one of those accounts wherein the Prophet ﷺ displayed the utmost compassion was on his migration journey from Mecca to Medina. Mind you, he had numerous assassination attempts. When he was traveling from Mecca to Medina, a lot of people literally tried to kill the Messenger Muhammad ﷺ. Among the foremost was an assailant by the name of Suraqa, Suraqa ibn Malik ibn Ju'shum al-Khuza'i. Suraqa ibn Malik ibn Ju'shum. Suraqa, the son of Malik, the son of Ju'shum. He was not only an assassin, rather Suraqa was a tracker as well. He could track your footsteps and literally hunt you down. This was Suraqa radiallahu anhu, who later on became a Muslim. The poets, they mention beautifully, وَإِذَا فَشَلْ إِسْلَامُ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ هَاجَرَ مَنْ يَحْفَظُ فِيهَا دِينَهُ وَعَزَمَ الصِّدِّيقُ أَنْ يُهَاجِرَ فَرَدَّهُ النَّبِيُّ حَتَّى هَاجَرَ. When Medina became prevalent with the beautiful message of Islam, when Islam started spreading there, all those who wanted to protect their deen migrated to Medina. And among those who migrated to Medina was our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his great companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. I don't want to go into the poetry, but I'll briefly mention among those who migrated was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were two individuals besides Abu Bakr, Amir ibn Fuhayra and Ibn Urayqit. One of them was the scribe who used to write messages on behalf of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the other was once again a tracker and a guide. And chasing them is who? Full speed on his Arabian horse, Suraqa ibn Malik. What tempted Suraqa? My brothers and sisters, just how we at times are tempted by materialism and we forgo our salah, we forgo our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't mind the rights of others. Suraqa was also tempted by the 100 camels that the Quraysh had put down in lieu of the head of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, sometimes our young brothers or our young sisters, you know, we sit down and we say, oh, you know what? I wish I was there in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including myself. We think like this. But I'm telling you, we have no guarantee. We would have probably been tempted by the 100 camels or the gold and silver and the beautiful riches of that time. And we would have probably been in the forefront fighting against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Allah knows who He made the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Istafa lahu sahabata. Allah chose for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam His companions. Anyways, what does Suraqa do? Tempted by this reward, Suraqa, he camouflages himself. And full speed on that Arabian horse, chases Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the reason why he decided to camouflage himself so he can effectively hunt down Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, Suraqa was determined to claim this prize for himself. On the other hand, he didn't know who he was chasing. Who was this man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Such a man who is perpetually in the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the narration mentions, وَيَجْتَهِدُ سُرَاقَ. Suraqa exerts himself in chasing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But what happens? لَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents him from his mission of chasing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, reaching him, and basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes barriers come in between him and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam seek the help of Allah? Very interesting to know. Many a times, brothers and sisters, when we are tormented by another person, we begin cursing them, or we hit them, or we break all ties with them. Not only, and this is one part of it. And then you go to the religious spectrum, the religious, so-called religious brothers and sisters. You know, that's why I say it's very important to learn the deen from an authentic source. You look at the religious brothers and sisters, somebody ticks them off or bothers them. What happens? Oh Allah, curse this person. Oh Allah, you know, descend thunder upon them or lightning. You know, the wildest of things. Go back to the du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How does he turn to Allah? Allahu Akbar, my brothers and sisters. He says, Allahumma kfinahu bima shi'at. Oh Allah, suffice for us. Take care of Suraqa however you wish. And many a times, those with that hardcore religiosity mindset, they will think to themselves that the Prophet is cursing Suraqa. No. Making this dua could be a means of the guidance of Suraqa as well. I had occurrences in the past where people disturbed me, and I made these prophetic du'as thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would literally wipe them away from the face of the earth. But Allah reformed those people's lives to become better than me, myself and the people around me. Always hope for the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are not among those who curse. Al-mu'minu la yakunu min al-la'aneen wa al-ta'aneen. A mu'min, let alone severing relations with others, a mu'min doesn't curse another believer. Allahu Akbar. Look at Ahmad bin Hanbal when he was asked, why don't you curse the people who afflicted you with trials and tribulations? What did he say? Why should a Muslim suffer in the fire of Jahannam because of Ahmad bin Hanbal? These were true Muslims. My brothers and sisters, make that your benchmark. Live by these ways. Forgive and forget. Subhanallah, what is our mode of forgiving today? Today we'll forgive you, but we'll never ever make you forget that we forgave you. We'll constantly remind you that I forgave you and I forgave you and I forgave you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes this dua. Long story short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes a miracle to occur. The earth splits and the horse of Suraqa sinks to its belly. Now Suraqa is rolling in the dirt. The narration mentions, يستغيث. He seeks the help of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from the other side, يستجيب. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam answers to the request of Suraqa, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save this person who was literally trying to claim the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yastaghith, he seeks help. Yastajib, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam answers to his cause. So when Suraqa gets out of the dirt, what happens? He's on his way back to Mecca. And suddenly he gets the flash of the 100 camels once again. Imagine I tell you, you know, chase so-and-so, claim the life of so-and-so, I'll give you 100 Beamers, or 100 Mercedes-Benz, or I'll give you 100, you know, full-fledged, fully furnished mansions. This was the type of reward 100 camels was in that time. And Suraqah, being from not a very wealthy background, he took advantage of this. So what happens? He's on his way back to Mecca. And he sees the sudden flash of the 100 camels. Once again, the cycle repeats itself. Suraqah chases the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet makes dua. Suraqah sinks. Once again, he asks for help. Suraqah comes out and he's on his way back again. You might think to yourself, what's wrong with this Suraqah? Okay? What's wrong with this Suraqah? He's seeing the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of him. Despite this, he's pursuing Rasulullah. My brothers and sisters, introspect. Think about ourselves. How many times do we commit one mistake over and over and over again? The Imam says, Salah is fard. We read in the Quran, obey our parents. We go to the seminar and we hear, don't cheat in our businesses. Don't lie to people. Don't backbite. But we do that all the time. How different are we than Suraqah? Suraqah, at least at the end of the day, accepted Islam and became a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, became a lover of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The question is, when will we change ourselves? That is the ultimate question. When will I get out of my mindset of being Suraqah and pursuing the luxuries of this life and forgoing the rights of others, you know, forgetting the rights of others and forgetting the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Very easy for us to point fingers. But when I make a mistake, I'm last on the list when it comes to introspecting. No, my brothers and sisters, the quality of the Salafu Saliheen was, I give 70 excuses to my brother or sister who commit mistakes, and I look at myself. I'm on top of the list when it comes to critiquing myself. Make this your benchmark. Suraqah once again is going back to Mecca, and the flash comes again, the flash of the 100 camels, and he chases Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The cycle repeats itself, but this time Suraqah says, Ya Rasulullah, I promise you, by seeing this miracle that you were assisted with, because you're the Prophet of Allah and none other than the Prophet of Allah, I will not chase you once again. U'ahiduk. I give you my promise that I won't chase you once again. Suraqah gets out of the earth, or gets out of the dirt, lifts up his horse and advances towards the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this time, not as an assassin, not as an enemy, but he's reformed by the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his smiles, his forgiveness, and he's forced to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I bear testimony that there's no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worthy of worship, and I bear testimony that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Suraqah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Uktub li ahdan aw uktub li kitaban," write me a pledge, or write me a letter showing to the Quraysh that I tried to chase the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the plan didn't execute very well. I couldn't complete the mission because of certain occurrences. So Amir ibn Fuhayra or Ibn Uraiqat, one of them, they wrote this letter and they gave it to Suraqah bin Malik. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised Suraqah, O Suraqah, how do you wish for such a time to come when you will be adorned with the asawir, with the bracelets and the crown and the clothing of Kisra? Kisra, the Persian Empire. How would you feel if when that time comes? So Suraqah chuckles, you know, he says, A Bedouin man like me and adorned with the gowns of Kisra, the superpower, the king of the superpower of that time. Can that time also come? Will this actually happen? So the Prophet ﷺ said, yes, you will wear the gowns of Kisra. You will wear his crown. You will wear his bangles. And that time came in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiallahu an, when the Muslims conquered Persia. When the Muslims conquered the Persian Empire, Suraqah was called amidst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. with everybody there. Imagine the highest to the lowest, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, they're all there. The Ashara Mubashara, the great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the beautiful city of Medina, near the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Suraqa is thinking to himself, what a time has come. The prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being fulfilled. My brothers and sisters, when you get ticked off by a family member of yours, when somebody at work is trying to compete with you in getting a specific position, when in school you're being trialed because of maybe a bigot or possibly somebody who's trying to beat you in your grades, think of this story and remember the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. Allah will never ever waste the efforts of those who do good. Continue to do good. Be a Samaritan of your society. Be a role model for your colleagues. Forgive your acquaintances. Connect your family members. This life is too short for hating. This life is too short for grudges. You will wake up the next day and the beloveds around you will be there no more. Mend the rifts that years have caused. Mend those rifts. Not only this, but in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Suraqa goes back to Mecca, what happens? Suraqa goes to Abu Jahl, one of the sworn enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says, Aba Jahl, wallahi, law kunta shahidan, O Abu Jahl, if you were there to witness to what occurred in between myself and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you would have no second thoughts about the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam spreading in all corners of the world. If you were there with me, you would have accepted Islam just as I would have accepted Islam. Just as I accepted Islam, you would have accepted Islam. This is not easy to do. It takes patience. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is a better caller than that person who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And coupled with calling to Allah, they present good action, pious actions. وَعَمِلَ, they do صَالِحًا, good action. And coupled with that, they say, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I am a definite Muslim by what is needed from the name Muslim, meaning I will do what Allah says and I will abstain from what angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life to this concept that we mentioned, the concept of hoping and forgiving. What does he say? وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. A good deed and a bad deed can never be one and the same, can never be equal. Your family member, that bigot on the street, that bully, that work colleague of yours, that employee of yours, they do something wrong to you, Allah says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. If you reflect that with a good deed, then there could be no parallels to what they did and what you did. Why? Because what you did will make a positive effect. What does he say? اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن. Repel the evil with the good, with the better. Even if something, subhanAllah, I'm mind-boggled when it comes to the Quranic concepts. Even if somebody does good to you, then do better to them. What would happen in that regard? فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. That person who has enmity against you, that person who holds a grudge against you, that person who doesn't like you, if you do good to them, Allah says, that person will become your warm friend. They'll become your best friend. Not only just wali, rather hamim as well. A warm-hearted friend, close friend. Allah says there's a catch to it. Yeah, he's talking about it. He's saying there's a catch to this. What is the catch? He says,
وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم.
Only those with patience can do the aforementioned. Only those with patience and perseverance and determination could execute the aforementioned.
وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم.
And only with those with courage and a strong willpower can execute the aforementioned. So embrace this quality, brothers and sisters. Embrace this quality of patience and perseverance. You will find everybody around you, at least those who are good-hearted, they will love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the promise of Allah. Once I called Sheikh Dawood, one of my close friends, and one of the students of my father, rahimahullah. He studied in Jami' Tayba in Medina. I called him up and I said, I was having troubles. I said, Sheikh, you try to do the best of things, but nobody appreciates you. So he responded by calling me Sheikh, although in front of him I'm no less than a student. He said, Sheikh, what are your intentions? Are you doing it for Allah? So I said, I just paused. So he responded by saying, Madhar, if you're doing good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one person benefits from you, one person appreciates what you do, one person loves what you're doing and loves you as a person, then that is enough for your akhirah. As the hadith of Jibreel goes, as the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes, when Allah loves you because of the good that you do, Allah tells the angels around him, I love so-and-so, so you should love so-and-so as well. And this effect, this domino effect, you know, it goes throughout the heavens, it spreads throughout the heavens until the effect of Allah's love comes to this earth for you. And every person with goodness in their heart, they love you. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. This life is too short to bring about enmity. This life is too short to hold on to grudges. Make amends. Fill in those rifts. Love everyone around you. Love and be loved. This is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, at the end of the day, the prophetic conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of the day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ I have been sent to perfect honorable character. Why? وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding you, what does he say? وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ You have the utmost character. Make this your role model. Empower yourselves with the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his khuluq as well, his character as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you success amidst people. If not through their appreciation, then at least through the contentment of your own heart. We ask Allah for guidance. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله الواحد المنعم والصلاة والسلام على محمد سيد الأنام وعلى آله وصحبه الكرام وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما دام يجري هذا النظام. My brothers and sisters, exhibit this impeccable character of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that I mentioned in the first khutbah. May you be in China for business. May you be in your workplaces, the hospitals, or the places of work that you're engaged in on a daily basis. May you be a student at college, or at high school, or at university. May you be in your homes, amidst family, amidst friends. Adhere to this conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will live a fruitful life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with contentment of the heart, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the best of human beings. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تسبوا أصحابي، فلو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغت مد أحدهم ولا نصيفة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير الناس قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واجعلنا منهم. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام خيرا ففقهه في الدين، ومن أراد بالإسلام شرا فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها، اللهم انصرهم في بلاد الشام وفي بورما وفي إفريقيا وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم وحد صفوفنا يا رب العالمين، اللهم اجمع كلمتنا على الحق يا رب العالمين، اللهم أيدنا بالحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، آمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. قوموا إلى الصلاة.